You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jamie, what do you got going on today? Anything fun?
No, not at all.
Nothing?
No, maybe try to watch the parade. I opt out of going downtown.
Really? Are you one of those where it's too many people?
No, I'm very superstitious and I have a theory. I waited so many years for the Broncos to win their first Super Bowl, and I didn't get to go to the parade. They went back to back, and I spent my 21st birthday at the second Bronco parade by myself. And there was other people there, but I went alone. And my theory is, stay home. We'll be back to back championships next year, and I'll go then.
Oh, okay. It's all coming down to you staying home.
I was so curious what your superstition was, and so that's pretty darn good.
I was piecing it together, so yes, you'll be there for the second one.
You know, here's the thing about the Nuggets too. Our starting five players, the starters, all right, the big superstars, are all still under contract for at least one, and I think maybe two more seasons. So our core players aren't going anywhere.
Nope. No.
Oh,
I got chills just now.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
I had texted you, Dom, I think it was Tuesday morning, telling you that I dug through my hamper looking for my blue shirt that I had wore twice.
Oh, that's right.
And they'd won, and I hadn't washed it, and I was like, so my stupid superstitious goes really far. Like,
that's funny. Listen, Jeremy and I wore the gear on Monday for the same reason. We didn't want to take any chance that you know, they would lose because we didn't support the team.
You got to represent. Right? So thanks for wearing your stinky shirt.
I know, it worked out.
Good for you. Yeah. And listen, thank you in advance. All right. Thank you in advance for securing another championship for us next year. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well done. You're funny.
What do you do for a living, Jamie?
TSA pre-check fingerprinting. So, and if you want to get your TSA, you got to come see me.
Okay.
I fingerprint you and then send you off and tell you, hopefully you'll get a response in 3 to 5 business days and you'll get your TSA pre-check.
You got your shtick down, huh?
I got to tell you something funny about that old TSA, because I got my TSA pre-check. Thank you very much. But one of the last times that was a DIA, the line for TSA pre-check was longer than the regular line.
That's because everybody's getting it.
So what's the point now?
Well, it's still the thing where I don't have to take my laptop out or kick my shoes off or anything like that. So it still goes a little faster.
A little more convenient still. Okay.
Yeah, there's more. So
that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll just, you know, maybe gradually open a few more lines. You know, they've got all that work going on at DIA. You know, that's the basis of all that work was mainly to get the security area, like, into shape. Because so much of that was thrown together after 9/11. And, you know, the infrastructure wasn't really built for the craziness that we encountered. So, anyway.
Do you have a rough estimate on how many fingers you have taken? I mean, that sounded horrible. How many fingerprints you've taken?
Let's see. We average. When I'm there, on the days, like, I'm only there half a day because I was picking up kids after school, so I was only there till about 2:40-ish. So in an average day for me, it'd be about 50 people, 50 times 10. Would that be 500 a day?
That would be
50
times 10 is 500.
500 fingerprints a day, and you've been doing it for how many years?
If you do individual fingers. But
yeah, because they do all 10 fingers.
Yes, unless you're missing one. There's an option for us to hit, like, there's a Band-Aid, the finger's missing.
Oh, my God. There's a fingers missing button?
Yes.
I guess,
why
not? There has
to
be.
Like, if people have had a terrible shop class incident and they're missing, like, the two left fingers on their left hand.
Now, let me ask you.
I mean, you got to account for it.
I'm not trying to poke fun or anything, but what if you truly have somebody, like, with a stump that comes up or two stumps? What do you do?
There, on the screen, it's touch screen. So you push the foot, it will show the actual hand. So you hit say it's the pinky and your ring finger. I'm going to tap those two fingers on the screen, and it's going to indicate that they either have a Band-Aid on it or they're missing their entire finger.
So have you ever had to tap all five fingers then?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
No. But I've done Band-Aids, like two Band-Aids, a couple missing fingers. And then you have people with hyperhidrosis, which this question came up like 2 weeks ago or maybe a week ago with you guys. If they have hyperhidrosis, it's
sweaty.
Really, really hard to fingerprint them. Yeah, because it's just a black blob.
Yeah.
And that's
they're
that
wet. They have wet hands.
Wet hands. A lot of people are nervous and shaky, and they come in, and I'm like, dude, we're just going to fingerprint you. It takes less than six minutes.
Chill out.
To get them through it. But yeah, they're really nervous. So
you're doing like 500 people a day, so 2,500.
No, she's doing 500 fingers.
Oh, just fingers?
Fingers. It ranges about from 50 to 70 people a day, depending on how long I'm there.
Yeah. You're touching a lot of hands, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. Seeing a lot of hands.
Well, we have hand sanitizer. We have gloves, options to, so we're not making direct contact all the time, which is... helpful.
Which is
well, listen, I appreciate the work that you're doing. Every time all the TSA people that I've encountered have all been quite delightful. So thank you for the work that you do. We appreciate your patience
for doing
with
that.
Us.
Thanks for answering the questions, too.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I'm excited.
All right.
I'm excited for you to play. 10 seconds. This one is all about initials, Jamie. Initials. We want five famous people. We have to have heard of them. Five famous people who have initials as part of their name. Oftentimes it's a middle initial, but five famous people with initials in their name. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And go.
C. Thomas Helm, Michael J. Fox. Oh my God. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got today.
You're done. Two and done, huh?
Yep, two and done.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, we were just talking about Louis C.K.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. John F. Kennedy. Yep.
There's a couple.
Only two popped in my head.
And more. Yeah. And many more.
And many more.
Many, many more.
Harry S. Truman. Listen, so yep. Glad you called. You have a great day and enjoy watching the parade on TV, okay?
Thank you, boys. I love you.
Aw, kiss
we
your
love
face.
Love you back, Jamie.
See ya.
And we don't care who knows. Here's Kim holding on patiently today. Kim, what are you up to today?
Oh, just cleaning out my dad's house, getting ready to sell it.
Oh,
that sounds sad. Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah, yeah, we just did that with my grandma's house.
Mm.
Is he still with us, or did you move him into a home, or...
No, he passed away in February.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Have you had that thing where you feel like you should take some of his things, but you just really don't want them? Have you been through that sensation yet?
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard
to
let go.
That's what I remember about my dad when my dad passed. It was like, I felt like I don't want to sell this in an estate sale because it was so important to him, but I really don't want it.
We kind of divided stuff to be like, let's just take it to our house and go through it when we have time, and if we want to sell it later, we can. But
right, yep.
it's something. It's pressing. We have to get the house on the market, and we have to get stuff done. So
yeah, then all of a sudden you have like a garage full of stuff, and you're like, what do I do with all this?
Yeah.
And if you don't use it within a year, you're kind of like, well, I've gone this long, so maybe I don't need it.
Yeah,
so.
It'd be time then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the funny thing about there is a funny side to this, and that's the other side, and that we all have houses full of stuff that someday someone's going to have to be making decisions on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and it takes something like this for you to kind of open your eyes and kind of say, you know what, there's a bunch of stuff I have I don't need.
Yes.
And then, going back to my grandma again, we just did this to her house, and it took months to get everything out of there because she'd been living there since like the 60s.
Right.
It made me go home and get rid of a bunch of stuff in my basement and my garage and just move stuff out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's also made us rethink, do we really need this or do we just want it when we go to purchase
something?
Exactly.
When it comes time to buy stuff, I've become in the last few years very much tuned into how much stuff is coming into the house versus going out of the house.
Right.
Absolutely.
As I just got an Amazon notification about 20 minutes ago that I had a couple packages arriving.
More junk arriving today.
It's like, oh, damn it.
Oh, we're funny creatures, man.
Well, good luck with all that, Kimmy Kim. I feel for you.
Thanks.
What's your line of work?
A dispatcher.
Oh, for nice. What?
911.
Yeah, nice. Okay. That's good.
Well, I bet you could write a book about your experiences.
You know, the whole center probably could, and it'd be a bestseller, that's for sure.
I know. Yeah. I'm putting you on the spot right now, but you got any, like, a weird call that you remember?
Oh, there's
a unique one.
Whenever I'm on the spot, I totally forget.
Really? Yeah, I'm like that, too, when people are like, tell us about the funniest moment on the show, and I'm like, All right, well, you don't have to come up with one.
Well, listen... You're a trooper for talking to us about all this. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Think about this. 10 seconds, Kim. 5 different things that you could get a ticket for. Meaning like a police ticket, a cop giving you a ticket. 5 different things that you can get a ticket for.
Easy, come on.
Ready and go.
Speeding, running a red light, felony menacing, burglary, shoplifting, theft.
Well, I don't
know anymore.
Do you get tickets for that?
Oh, yeah.
For what? Shoplifting?
Summonses. Yeah, you can get a summons.
A summons? That's different than a ticket, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about theft. It's like you don't get pulled over. They don't write a ticket for theft.
Maybe they
I'm thinking about like running the stop sign, illegal lane change, you know, tail light out. You're talking about felonies and stuff. Do you get tickets for those? Well, I said get a ticket for it, not be charged with.
Well, if it's
you can get summonses and have to return to court. So if that's the same as a ticket, because that's the traffic.
What if it's like a petty offense? Like, I think the petty offense is under $300, right? So do you get a ticket and a fine?
Is this a case where I didn't specify well enough? But I just think you get a ticket. And that's why you started out. You said speeding, running a red light. I'm like, yeah, those are definitely, you get tickets for those. But if I didn't specify, Jeremy, I am willing to give in. And
I'm willing to give in, too.
All right, fine. I'll put the onus on me on this one,
yeah,
Kim.
Yeah, it's fine. You're doing good work, too. You're helping people.
All right. Well,
you got it.
Oh, we try to be good sports.
I didn't get this, so okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, you hold on, and we'll come back here in just a little bit and tell you about your prize, but don't go away, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. Yeah, I guess.
Don't text
Roger,
us.
I guess I didn't make that clear. You know, I had to give it to her, don't you think, buddy?
Yeah, I think it was pretty fair that you gave it to her. That was nice of you.
We are nice guys, Roger.
We try to do the right thing,
really,
Roger.
Nice.
We try to do the right thing. What are you up to today? Roger.
Seem a little preoccupied,
okay,
Roger.
Okay, there we go. That was good talking with Roger today. Roger, are you with us or are you talking to somebody else?
No, I'm with you guys. I got the kids in the car with me. They want to say hi to you guys. We listen to you guys every morning.
Well, just do one big shout-out thing. Tell them to say hi.
Hi.
Hi, kids.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, now tell them to sit back and shut up.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you, guys.
No, wait a minute. Don't hang up yet. We haven't had a chance to find out all about your life yet. What do you do?
I have a remodeling company, so we do home and residential and commercial remodels.
Okay.
What are you working on right now?
Right now, we got a project. We have a basement down south in Lone Tree, and doing a kitchenette, a bathroom, complete, you know, drywall, plumbing, electrical, the whole MEP process.
Dang.
What are you charging these people for all that work?
Yeah, I need my basement done.
It gets pricey. It all depends on the customer. How fancy do you guys want to get? You know.
You got a project going right now. What's the check going to be for that one?
About for a bathroom, a walk-in closet, and adding a wall with a door and the kitchenette. Well, they're right under $40,000.
$40,000.
Yeah, that's plumbing, because you got your new plumbing, electrical, HVAC, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what a basement's going to cost me. I
mean,
I got an idea.
Give me a call anytime, and we'll give you a price.
Oh, yeah, I bet you will, Roger.
I bet he'll give you a price. It'll have six figures in it, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, but for the family, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
I would like the extra space. I need to get it done.
That's funny. Eesh. Roger, where are you taking those kids right now?
We are on our way down to the parade. We're going to go get in all that mess right now. See how it goes.
You're running late, bud. You should have been down there like 2 hours ago.
I heard, yes. I've been hearing the show and watching the news. Man, we should have camped out.
You should have, bud.
Should have camped out. How many kids you got with you?
Two kids. It's my two kids and my wife with me right now.
Name everybody.
Millie, Isaiah, my wife Jenny, and me, Roger.
And you?
Roger.
Roger. Roger.
Well, you know what? You guys have a great time. You are a good sport, and tell your kids and your wife we said hello. We appreciate you being on the show, buddy, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate you guys too.